Chapter 24. The remainder of the night passed uneventfully, though Perigord's troops knew they were being watched from the treetops by the Painted Ones. Pairing off, the Hares took turn to guard the camp and keep an eye on the still unconscious prisoner. Tamo and Pask were on second watch. They sat together, keeping the fire fed with twigs and dried moss. Tamo eyed the captive's slumped figure uneasily.
I say, do you think the rascal will come round before morning? He looks pretty much of a heap. Maybe the fall finished him off.
Pask felt the pulse on the rat's neck and checked his breathing by holding a thin blade of grass close to his mouth and nostrils.
Not to worry, he'll live, though whether or not he'll ever be the same after you and Russ are landing atop of him remains to be seen. Now, I'd best take a look at that footpaw you've been hobbling about on.
Tamo dismissed the idea early.
Oh, that. It was nothing really. I'm fine, thanks.
Pask Valerian began pulling herbs and dressing from a bag.
Sorry, but I've got to fix it up. Major's orders. If you have to travel on that paw all day tomorrow, it'd become worse and you'd slow us all up. So hold still.
Pask damped warm water on dock leaves and crushed gentian stems, binding the poultice to Tamo's right footpaw with a thin brown cloth strip. When she was done, Tamo was pleased with the result. The bandage was firm but not tight, and he could use the footpaw quite freely without twinging pains.
Golly, that feels like a new paw now. My thanks to your ma'am.
Pask fluttered her long eyelashes comically.
Why, thank you, young sir. Though if you had any of your mother's pancakes left, I'd charge you two of them for my services.
The leader of the Painted Ones stared.
What chicken? Wig! Shiver, Camilla!
Pask reopened her medicine bag, showing open disdain for the creature as she treated him.
Hurtn't much lotsa, is it, you wicked little runt? I'd have hurted you lotsa more if I could have got a clear shot at you. Here, sit up and drink this.
Averting his head, the rat tried to push away Pask's medicine. Tamo came to her aid. Grabbing the protesting vermin's jaws, he forced them open, pushing the rat's head back.
Carry on, chum. Pour it down their filthy old throat, and I hope it tastes jolly awful. Give the bounder a bigger dose if he tries spitting it out.
Between them, they fixed up the rat's injuries. Tamo, working under Pask's directions, proved capable with bandage and splint. Though whenever his friend was not watching, he would give the bindings an extra sharp tug, causing the rat to groan. Pask took the groans as a sign that more medicine was needed, and she dosed him well.
Oh, do stop moaning and whining, you cowardly little bully. Thank the fates you're still alive and being treated by civilised hares.